One was at Carroll City off of Miami Gardens Avenue between 57th and 47th. That would be Red Road, and I'm not sure the other one. The second missile site was located in the Perrine Kendall area out in the middle of a tomato field where the one in Carroll City was in a cow pasture. The third missile site at that time was just outside the entrance to Everglades National Park on the opposite side of the Aerojet General facility. Now, the fourth unit arrived a little bit later. They were at the time practice firing nuclear warheads in the Pacific Ocean, and they were located adjacent to the battery outside of Everglades National Park. In 1965, when permanent sites were built, then those temporary sites that had been temporary for 2.5 years, and again, we lived in tents that entire time, one of the batteries located in Key Largo, Florida, near where Card Sound Road, when you cross over the bridge and it dead ends there at Dynamite Docks, that's where the permanent site for Bravo Battery was. The other battery, one of the batteries outside the National Park, went inside Everglades National Park, and that's the one that's on the National Historic Register, and they do guided tours every year there now. That's in an area called the Hole in the Donut. The site that was at Carroll City relocated just on the other side of, on the south side, I guess, of Red Road. The headquarters was where the Navy and Marine Reserve Center is off of 186th. The launch area was out at Snake Creek, right behind what is referred to as Mount Trashmore, around Honey Hill Road and 57th in that area. Now, the last of the batteries was located and is now currently being used as the Chrome Avenue Detention Center, what is now the INS Detention Center on Chrome Avenue for international deportees and criminals. That was the launch area. With Google Earth, you can look down and still see the imprints of the launchers. And the section barns we had the missiles in have been retrofitted to become classrooms and mess halls, cafeterias, things like that. And they've added a lot of other newer type structures now, but those original buildings are there. About a mile away is the original administration and radar area, which now is sort of a graffiti-covered paintball kind of a thing, but it's still there. It belongs to the INS, and their officers, their correctional officers, use it as a target practice area for their firearms training.